We're just joshing around entertaining JD's hard life here, Sienna.
Yeah, because apparently the hardest thing that he's ever hasn't overcome is not owning a beach house.
Okay, it's a goal, but it's just saying that I need to work harder every single day.
He's too skinny. He can't gain weight, God forbid.
There's this guy, his name is David Goggins. He's a Navy SEAL, and he had this thing called the accountability mirror where you write on a post-it your biggest insecurities, goals that you're not obtaining. That way you have something real to look at when you wake up in the morning. And probably the closest one that the show didn't absolutely murder me on was that you'll never go to the Radio Hall of Fame, which is, you know, a goal of mine in this profession. Not anymore, obviously, because this will be my last show, but...
No, I like the Radio Hall of Fame. I would love to be part of the Radio Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's just something that tells you you were respected amongst your peers. And I think for me, I don't care if you like me. I just want to be respected.
Right.
That's very important. So let's just harp on that one.
Nope, you already said what you said earlier.
Nope, if you're just tuning in, it was, we don't live in the past.
So what's your weird hype up? You know, obviously, JD writes on these post-its, puts in his mirror in his bathroom, so every day he sees this stuff that I'm too skinny and you'll never make it into the Radio Hall of Fame. So we're asking, what's your weird hype up? How do you hype yourself up that people might think it's kind of weirdo to do?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess me and Sienna got to do a better job. I don't think I got any weird hype up to myself.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I tell myself, like, I do this and I, like, hype myself up in my head. But nothing too crazy where I'm, like, bullying myself to hype me up.
Does that not work on you guys?
No, because then I'll believe it, because there's another, like, thing mentally. If you're mean to yourself and you say these things, you continue to believe them.
I was just thinking that when JD said that I actually just watched something, I think on Instagram, this guy says, it's almost like manifestation. Mm-hmm. If you said, like, man, I suck, I'm never going to get that job, or like, that girl would never fall for a guy like me, you put that out in the universe, now it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's just like, for me, I think of, like, when I break out and have acne, if I told myself, like, you're ugly because you have these zits, like, I would, like, that'd be my own downfall. I would be my own downfall. I'd believe those things, so I can't tell myself that.
Maybe I get that.
Maybe this Zoloft you're taking is due to you bullying yourself. Maybe you don't do this from now on.
I know. Maybe it's just something that not only I endure when I come to work, but it's something that I take home with me as well. No, I hear what Sienna is saying, but for me, just being in sports, sometimes that reverse psychology actually hypes me up.
Really?
Yeah, in a sick, twisted, weird way.
Whatever works, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Teach their own.
By the way, you don't look skinny.
Oh, wait, what?
You don't look skinny. You don't, not like a bad thing. Like, you don't look too skinny. You
know, he says I'm fat.
No, you're not fat. I never looked at you.
I don't think you're frail or anything.
Me either.
You are a normal.
You look
bod.
Fine.
There's part of me that feels frail.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't look at JD and be like, he's too skinny.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, you got some meat in your bones.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Like, your son JoJo, he's jacked. Like, he has muscle, but I think he's skinny.
Yeah, he's skinny. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
You're fine, JD.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Can we talk to Austin now?
Sure.
Austin and Chandler, I'm dying to hear what's your weird hype up?
So I work in finance. I just got a promotion recently, and I have to speak to the higher-ups almost like every other week. I am literally terrified of public speaking, so it's my biggest nightmare. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why or how this started working. I just had my secretary literally slap the shit out of me, and it's worked every time.
What?
I don't know. It gets me.
Do you pay extra for that? Do your eyes roll back when she does that? Because I think that's an HR situation at that point.
Yeah, do you like it or?
It's not like that. It's more like a snap back to reality because I get so nervous. Like, I start hyperventilating and stuff. It's almost like I needed it. And then that kind of, like, snaps me back into reality, so to speak.
Now, how hard is the slap? Is it just, like, a little slap? Does she wind back? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, there's different levels of slaps.
It's pretty hard, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
She's not, like, winding back or, like, closed fist or anything. But, like, yeah, it's definitely, like, not like a love tap or anything.
Okay.
There's some aggression being let out.
Does she laugh while she does it? Or does she have to be serious? Because does it only work, like, if she looks through, like, in the eye and, like, you have Rocky music in the background. Dun, 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 dun. She slaps you. Like, you could do this. Just try to paint the picture in my head how that works.
Right? I think the Rocky music would be a nice touch. That might be a little giant. It's really just that I'm terrified.
Yeah.
So, Sienna, if you're the secretary, do you need something in writing that says, I'm okay to slap my boss?
Probably. I would need like a contract or some sort of protection so that way it never comes back on me for getting in trouble or anything like that. So
what if your boss is a pain in the ass and you get to slap him? You're like, ooh, oh yeah, I could do that for you.
Not true.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She has said win-win. It's cathartic, so maybe there's
you both win.
Yeah.
You both win.
She's stressed out, you're stressed
out. Make me work overtime. Yeah. How often does this happen? How often do you have to get slapped?
Probably like every other week. Dude, it's like bi-weekly meetings where I'm speaking at. Like, it sucks, dude.
God, that is so wild. I can't imagine. What did she say the first time you asked her? Like, hey, Val, can you come into my office for a second? So I really need... Like, how did that go the first time you asked her? And what was her response to that?
Honestly, it was her idea. She's like, do you want me to like slap you? You're like hyperventilating. She was joking, but then I was like, no, do that. That might actually work. And then she thought I was joking. And then I was like, no, just do it. She slapped me.
It's kind of like your secret handshake.
Yeah. Is this done in public around people or is it like in your office? Where is this taking place?
In my office, but like, okay. God, if anyone walked in on that, that'd be terrible.
Hey, you know what's coincidentally, Sienna JD told me, he's like, he gets nervous doing the radio show, so you might want to smack him.
I guess I got him.
Yeah.
I get verbal and mental slaps every day, so ooh, I can handle a physical slap.
Who does that?
I don't know. I don't want to point two fingers. Well, both of you. I can use both
me, little old me, never.
Well, Austin, when's your next public engagement of speaking? When's the next slap off?
Next Friday.
Okay.
Hey, good for you. Whatever it takes.
Whatever works.
People slap themselves in the face all the time to wake up.
Yeah, whatever works. Mm-hmm. Teach their own.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, my friend.
Thanks for taking my strategy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, man, we got this girl, Angie, in Surprise on the line. She says, I got to talk to the parents. I'm like, well, I'm one. She's like, she got some badass kids.
Oh, no.
Yes. And she has a moment how she hypes up herself being a mom.
Oh, okay.
So, mommy, don't move anywhere.
All right.
She got the secret sauce. How do you mom? Well, Angie in Surprise got all the answers up next. Morning Mess.